is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Ken, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. Chad was great. Chad
Excellent.
Tracy just joined us. He's going to be, you root for the guy, and, you know, hopefully they can turn things around, because if they do, I think he seems like a sincere enough guy and honest enough that, you know, he would be a decent interview.
So I got to tell you, when we asked him about the lineup, I asked him about it a few weeks ago. I think you asked him about it, Ken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you control who's on the lineup card?
And what was his response?
Well, he said, pen to paper, it's me, but there's a lot of in-betweens there, you know?
If Brezel's in the office, he might.
Right.
But I thought he was very definitive in, no, that's my my job.
That's all he's got. You know, that and the bullpen man.
Right. Which I find a little bit interesting. I just kind of feel like there's a puppet master kind of pulling all the strings. But when it comes to the lineup, and when we used to ask Alex Cora the same thing, he like looked at you like, you're not seriously asking that question. So it's like managers obviously take that part of their job very serious and do not want to outsource that.
And they have not said, you're not the interim manager. I mean, they're kind of dangling him out there. They're going to make him earn this. I mean, they certainly, Breslow has not given him a, voice of vote of confidence.
Can you give me, because I'm trying to think of historically when a manager gets jettisoned and they don't hire a new one and you have an interim, like how long are they usually interim managers before they either A, hire someone or just name them the manager?
I think he'd probably go the whole year like this.
You go the whole year.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of an instance where someone has been an interim manager for almost an entire season, because that's what we're looking at with Chad Tracy.
No,
it just seems weird.
Yep, I think Ron Radke was during the COVID year, but that was different, you know, because Cora got fired and
scandal.
But
the thing that's weird is it was kind of, I was led to believe that the fact that you weren't giving him the title, that you could still maybe fire him and bring another guy in to finish the season off.
I
can't imagine them doing. I think they're going to love the one they're with until the very end, and then to make their decision.
It is kind of funny how, you know, at the same time, you know, when Philly got rid of their manager and Don Mattingly he's turned that team around. Like, they've been excellent under him.
Yep.
But I mean, then again, they also had a ton of talent.
They have Schwarber.
which obviously.
Love to ask Chad Tracy, don't you want a big bat? Don't you want that guy in the middle of the lineup? Like, obviously
he
would say yes, but like, he's probably screaming, I got to play Mickey Gasper. Like, this is what I'm dealing with here. I got to find a way to get Gasper in the lineup.
By the way, okay, let me just play this real quick, because, and we'll get to the Vrabel stuff here. But so Chad Tracy, Stiz, can you pull up Chad's post game yesterday? Obviously, this has been infuriating, especially when the team started hitting a little bit, to not be able to pull off that win last night. I want you to hear the difference between two different people in the locker room. Here is Chad Tracy afterwards being asked about the loss.
How tough is this game? Just the way it's gone the last 3 days.
Tough.
Okay, so there's that. And then there's Jaren Duran. And Jaren Duran is feeling himself a little bit because obviously he's been playing. And as you should. You know what? Hey, you continue to play the way that you are. You can talk like this. But here's Jaren Duran after the game.
One of these times we're gonna put together what we do in the ninth the whole game, and we're gonna go on a run, and it's gonna be sick. So,
Captain Kickass here.
It sounds. What is this? Like a little Kyme Bloom, and it's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be the
greatest. That's a great.
That's kind of what it is.
By the way, don't be saying we're gonna do what we do in the ninth, because you don't quite finish in the ninth. Like, you get close, but you don't win.
Well, that's again. I said this a couple weeks ago. They are frustratingly watchable. They are in every
now
game.
Now they are.
But they've been like this. They lose how many one run games that they bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth. This is the third time in four games, and they never get the big hit.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep you dangling there until the ninth.
What is this? I mean, this team finds so many different ways to lose.
Yeah, they just have no margin for error. I mean, just the talent level is just not there. And they're missing Crochet and Roman. Those are two of their best players in their defense. I mean, which that's part of the reason I think they want him back out there. But that gets into your questions, Rich, which were good ones, about Roman's health and what's going on. And But he's not going to play until the second half now. Would it surprise you if they shut him down until after the All-Star?
No, because he's got to obviously – I think this might be one of the first times that he kind of talked a little more in detail about having to send him down and spend some time trying to get – and, of course, you have to at this point. But that is – you're definitely looking to potentially after – think after the All-Star break?
I mean, it could. I mean, at best, he comes back late June and gets a few weeks in, you know, and then shuts it down and comes back. And
do we want him back? Do we?
Oh, yeah.
Don't rush it. I want him back, but don't rush it.
Well, that's
Do we want to rush him back? I should have asked the question better.
Well, Breslau does, I think, because his job's on the line. But I, but as a fan, I just want him back because he's worth watching. You know, that's the one guy you want to tune into every night.
You got to come back just healthy. Just please come back healthy, because I feel like what he's dealing with and what he's got to do for his job every day, I could see that not being fun.
So you're buying into the you
a little bit.
You have
being a little soft.
Yeah, Tatum, you're all over Tatum for missing Game 7. Yep, Tatum, calf, Tatum. Softish.
Yep,
but now, it's Roman. It's fine. It's the hand.
It's different. You know, a 90-mile-an-hour pitch or 100-mile-an-hour pitch that you got to, you know, put a wooden bat to, the vibration that goes through the forearms.
Forearms.
I mean, that can't be easy.
What happened to Ted Johnson? What happened to
soft
mode? I think that Ted would rather have a 30% Roman Anthony than 100% anyone else who's going to be playing his position right now.
It's going to be sick.
I just don't want a setback. That's all.
No, you're right.
I don't think this is the kind of injury. Did I ask him? Because I think one of the questions I was going to ask him is if he plays on it, will it injure it even more? And I guess it's not, from what I've read. This is not one of those injuries that does that. Jeez, I forgot to ask.
You didn't? No, you did. He basically said it's, yeah,
it is, but it isn't. I think he said, which was great.
Oh, by the way, he was talking about Rangers ABS challenge.
Oh, horrible.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. Out of all the challenges I've ever seen, how far outside was that pitch?
Well, again, this is the ABS system. Just do it or don't. Don't give these pitchers the ability to challenge a random pitch in the third. That's one of two that you get for the game. That is so stupid.
I got to think it's almost, but there's got to be some sort of system, almost like playing cards. Like you don't split certain numbers. You don't. It's got to be like, in certain cases, you never ever challenge a pitch,
right?
And in that case, when it was a 2-2 pitch in the second inning, like, what are we doing?
You know what? There's not enough data. They'll eventually have enough data that they'll be able to make those kinds
card, like, literally. Is like the bottom 20% of times that you should challenge a pitch,
yep.
And then here's the top 20% where you can feel confident.
But they have
it
to
even
do it,
you lose it.
But they have to do it in split. No offense, Ted.
Second.
Most athletes are not smart. Not terribly smart.
How dare you?
So you're putting
Ted's like, no offense.
You're putting them in an emotional situation where they can't consult a card. They have to in the moment say, no, that wasn't a strike. It's setting them up to fail. You're making these guys look dumber than they are.
But every athlete thinks that they did awesome. Like, that's the
right
thing. Is that if you're
problem.
The pitcher and you're challenging, it's because you think everything you're doing is awesome. And in that case, it was so, so egregiously bad.
So the Red Sox are dead last in success rate?
Dead last.
But are they, where do they rank as far as numbers of challenges?
So I'll actually tell you. Because
at the beginning of the season, they were challenging everything.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
another snake bit.
Dude, chill out, man. I mean, and now I feel like they've really pulled back and haven't been challenging as much.
Except yesterday. They got them in early and they were done.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the Red Sox are... they are right now, they're at the bottom. It's 48%, most successful overturns. And the amount that they have challenged 33 times, which is very low. Because if you look at the Marlins have challenged 101 times.
What's their success rate? Does it say?
58. Matter of fact, they're one of the better ones. There's one team, I think it's the Cubs are 70%.
Ooh,
so they're Cubs. Killing it. By the way, amazing.
They're nerds.
Bregman.
That's the Bregman effect.
How awesome is it that we are learning just how awful these umps have been this entire time?
Well, that's true.
Like, I mean, just think of the amount of games that we have gone on the air and bitched that was a strike. How dare they do that? And you know what? We were right.
Well,
because the majority of these calls were wrong. I mean, the Red Sox are the only ones. I mean, these challenges, if you look, I think it's something crazy like 68%. Like, if you like do the entire total, it's like in the 60s, the amount of calls that were wrong total out of all the calls that have been out there. That means that the umps were more wrong than they were right.
Oh, yeah.
So every time we bitched about, like, that's not the right call, that's not it, we were right the entire time.
Validated. We've been validated.
Screw you, Country Joe West. Go suck it and make another country album that stinks. All right. We got to talk about Vrabel, and we will do that next because it's good.